Educators, if you've ever thought about using Tinkercad or you're already using Tinkercad, wondering how to get better at it, this is the episode you've been waiting for with ideas and tips from the best Tinkercad user I know.
Welcome to the STEM Everyday Podcast. Each episode features educators sharing their practical ideas to put more science, technology, engineering, and math into every classroom every day. For show notes and more information, visit dailystem.com. Here's your host, Chris Woods.
Well, educators, I am so excited that we get to chat with Mike Harmon today. Teachers, if you've ever used Tinkercad, thought about using Tinkercad and all the extensions of that, you know, CAD, Fusion 360 or 3D printing, you are going to love today's episode. Mike is the best person I know for tips and ideas and how to do stuff with Tinkercad. Welcome to the show today, Mike.
Thanks very much, Chris. It is good to be with you. I've been following you for quite a long time, and it's nice to be part of the show.
Yeah, I'm glad you're on here because I think teachers, maybe they know a little bit about Tinkercad. Maybe they've used it a little bit, or maybe they haven't used it at all, but they've heard about the benefits of it. And I'm excited you're going to be able to share so many great ideas with us. Educators, you've got to subscribe to his YouTube channel at HLModTech, HLModTech. And of course, all these things are in the show notes as well, HLModTech.com. But Mike, tell us how you got to the point where you're at. You've actually just retired, right? Lucky you.
Yeah, after 32 years of teaching middle school, I am retired, full-time YouTuber now. And I got on this path. I was teaching math for 6 years, and they asked me to check out a robotics lab by Terry Vandriott, and he was retiring. I dove in. It was magnificent. He had lasers, robots, bridge building, and the real fun CO2 dragsters. And I took that STEM program, and I just started expanding it. We learned a programming language, Logo. And then I wanted to do 3D design. And I found Tinkercad, which was amazing because it runs in a web browser.
Yeah.
I didn't have to bug my IT guy to get it installed.
You don't have to download it onto, you know, all the kids' Chromebooks in your classroom or anything like that.
Exactly. One of the things that frustrated me when I first started out was if anybody updated their software, I would have to wait until the IT guy got it installed. Tinkercad, it's no waiting. You do have to make sure that HL ModTech YouTube is unblocked. But after that, you can just start learning almost instantly.
Yeah. And you've put out so many great short tutorials on your YouTube channel just to give educators and kids alike. I mean, these are great videos that you're an educator, you're just even a parent trying to help a kid learn about design. And it's Tinkercad is just that intro to CAD language, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're building with simple blocks. You drag, you drop, you squeeze, adjust. And it's amazing how quickly you can take these simple shapes and make things like cars, planes, boats. And everything I build, I try and make it so even if it's your first day, you'll be able to jump in, learn quickly, and by the end of like 25 or 30 minutes, actually have a cool finished product.
Yeah. And for me, when I started learning how to 3D print, like I moved to a new school and there was nobody 3D printing. There was no one doing design work at my school. So, you know, at the other school, it was like, oh, somebody else is doing it. It'll just happen. But I realized I just need to start. I need to try. And since then, I've realized that it's not that tough. And you put it in front of a kid and they're going to just start figuring it out. They are so able to use those programs that are intuitive like that.
It's super fun to see them get excited too when, it's actually their project that's printing. There's a empowered feeling. And I personally live for that. I want, therefore I make. And iterations 1, 2, and 3 will probably not be perfect. But it's so easy to just make a tweak, reprint it, and sooner rather than later, you've got what you're looking for.
Yeah. And educators, again, HLModTech.com is Mike's website. At HLModTech is the YouTube channel that's great for finding all these tutorials. But Tinkercad, it's easy to sign up for. A teacher can make a free account. Kids can just use their Google account. You can even create classrooms. You just get started. Like you remember, what were some of those first kinds of projects that are great for a kid to do?
So I've got a playlist called Day One Tinkercad. It includes, I've got a house. I've got this silly little guy called the unicorn dude. There's a car and there's a jet. And those are so basic. It even shows you how to get to the website for the first time. And in all of them are about 15, 20 minutes. They've got chapters so that you can go back and forth to where you need. In the video, I quite often mention turning on captions. And then everything you do, you should like watch 30 seconds, pause and do 30 seconds. And then it really, really makes my day if you get excited and go past me. Yeah. I never make the most incredible design ever. I just try and get it done far enough so that you're excited. And then just say, like, I want a mirror on the side of my car. I want door handles. And through the basic shapes I've already shared, you can add just about anything you want.
Yeah. And that's the day one Tinkercad playlist. Bunch more playlists also on your YouTube channel there as well, Mike. And teachers may think, how young of kids can I get to do this? Or how old of kids can I have use Tinkercad before they think, oh, this is kid stuff?
I would say there's never age where you're too old for Tinkercad. I have several users coming from different Facebook groups that have just gotten started in 3D printing, and they've got all kinds of questions and they're excited. And then I've had kids as young as 5 years old that are with their parents following my tutorials, making crazy cool projects. In the middle schools, I think you'll have a ton of fun with it. You can design because you want to 3D print, but also you can do things like digital dioramas. You don't have to find any materials. You can just say to the student, make me a room that would be similar to something you'd see in 1860 or an outside adventure. And it's once they get started, they can just whip things up so quick and you don't have any mess. There's no cleanup. Yeah. If they really get excited, it can continue at home on their Chromebook. You know, if not, it's something you just do in class.
Yeah. And I've had students like that, Mike, that designed, you know, different planets, the solar system, and they did them all to scale. So for me, it was a great math application where they could figure out all the different heights of each of those different spheres. They didn't actually put the correct distances in between, but that would have been next level too. And again, kids are going to figure things out. And that's what you, I'm sure, have seen, Mike, as you put out some of these tutorials, these videos, that kids see that and then they say, what can I do next? Or here's another idea. Do you have a video on this?
Exactly. I love those comments. Most of the cool things that I come up with are someone asking me a question and I'm like, oh my, that's a fantastic project. And then I whip it up. Or sometimes I just have users say, hey, I was stuck on this part of your project. Mm-hmm. And then I can find different ways to share it. One amazing thing that Tinkercad added last year was SimLab.
Yeah.
So for years, we would just design something static. Now, when you're done designing, you can take it to SimLab. You can throw things at it. They've got something called throwables. And then also, if you make a ramp, you can have a car that actually has wheels that move. It's really unlimited what you can come up with. And it's really cool to see the kids just get excited and make magical stuff.
Yeah. And that's those lead ins to all those types of science, those physics types of lessons. And there, now you're cross curricular. You're able to add those things into besides a STEM class, beyond just the tech class or whatever that a student may have in an elective rotation at your school. There's really no end to the types of classes that incorporate some Tinkercad. I'm sure you've seen a lot of different classes over the years and applications, right?
Yes, I have seen social studies classes put it to use. Of course, art classes. I use it with laser cutting. Tinkercad is fantastic because there's no upgrade after it. I've used several software tools where the free version won't let you export for a laser. Mm-hmm. Or there's just limitations. Tinkercad is the product. It is always going to be free. Mm-hmm. It's so nice to be able to just lay something out and export projects for laser cutting, also 3D printing, and all of it is totally for free.
Yeah, that's the best part. I mean, educators, this is not one more thing you got to buy or try to find funds for. It's easy as if a kid has a Google account, it's easy to sign up using that Google account. I mean, there's other ways to do it too, but that's just the simplest way. I love making sure that I've got, and I'm sure you probably did this too, Mike, you put all the kids into one class. Now, when that kid is having trouble on their project, or if a kid makes a really cool project, because they're in my class, I pull that up on the screen and, hey, everybody, what do you see? What can you do? Anybody got advice for this student? Or just take a look at this idea that this kid came up with.
Tinkercad has a fantastic ability to share your projects with the world. One of the things on my YouTube channel, I call it Tinkercad TV. Every Sunday, a user somewhere on the planet shares a Tinkercad design with me. And then I dive in and take you all around their design and show you all the cool things that they've created.
Wow, that's a really cool idea. That might be something that, you know, those kids, instead of just watching more random videos on their scrolling on their social media, that would be a great something for them to watch each week.
I get a lot of fun feedback from them when their videos finally post too. Yeah. One of them, the very first car, I think has more than 10,000 views.
Wow, that's cool. So a kid might even design something that you could even talk about. How cool is that? So again, we're chatting with Mike Harmon, hlmodtech.com and at hlmodtech on YouTube. And definitely, educators, find that link. And of course, follow him on the social medias as well. You could see a lot of his projects and keep updated on new things. But you mentioned about how easily it is to connect with students around the world, classrooms around the world, and see things that kids are making, but you can't get anybody from Delaware.
Yeah, I have got a project where you can make a Tinkercad state in about 5 clicks. I have collected 49 states and Puerto Rico, but I have not been able to get someone from Delaware to share that project back with me. It's super simple. You just click and switch to Delaware and shoot me that share link and bam, that project will be complete.
He would love that to happen. So educators, if you know what educator in Delaware, or you're listening in Delaware, connect with Mike. He would love to do that. Have you started adding like provinces in Canada or you know, other places around the world as well yet?
I am working on a Tinkercad project that has the entire Earth, so that we can put little pins for everywhere that people have submitted the same project. But I'm having a little bit of trouble with the projection of the continents and countries.
Yeah.
But it's in progress. I just haven't finished.
Again, there's those geography connections, those social studies connections. And I'm sure you've seen a lot of great projects. If you were encouraging a teacher to get started, you know, I mean, just what's your best advice for just getting started? Or do you got some intro projects you think just work really well for like a standard STEM teacher or just a teacher in any class?
So any project is a great project. If you visit my website, also there's a day one Tinkercad list. There are also some useful starters in the middle of that. They will all get you started. And what I really, really recommend is just do one. Shoot me a note afterwards. Ask me a question. If there's something you're thinking I'm missing, I'll explain anything I can to make it easier for you. But if you've ever done what the students are doing, you'll laugh at how easy it is to get them rolling and they'll get excited. And in my classroom, I never presented. I sent the link to the video. I told them, watch 30 seconds, do 30 seconds. And then I could walk around the room. And if I saw any child struggling, I could hook them up really, really quickly. If I saw somebody that was extremely gifted, I could say, hey, keep an eye on the people around you. Just make sure everybody's having success, so that their first experience was always a great experience.
And I'm sure you've seen, you know, some really neat projects that your own kids have made. And some of those come from their suggestions too, right?
Oh, yes. I've got some fantastic laser projects, real cute skateboard that you can whip up in about 10 minutes. And then we cut them out of cardboard because they cut faster. Got a fun little birdhouse, lots of fidget spinners. Right now in SimLab, I made a virtual fidget spinner. You just throw something at it, it spins. I find it so oddly satisfying. But it's just one of those things that once you learn the mechanism, well, then you can see the next time you use it in a future project.
Yeah. And I know a couple of the earliest projects that I did when I was just trying to figure it out. And again, I was looking for ideas and help and stumbled upon you, Mike, and others. You know, I just did a cookie cutter because my daughter was working at a bakery and they needed a cookie cutter with the bakery's logo. And so I had to just start searching and I found those things, those ideas. And then I had my students just making, you know, nameplates to put on the mailboxes in our teachers' offices, you know, in the main office. And when you can find some of those projects that actually are doing something great for your school or a community member, or, you know, and kids will sometimes make stuff that then they can sell, or that's where you're really expanding their ideas and possibilities.
Yes, it is so fun to see them get excited. I did always have trouble talking my district into letting us sell things, but it was fun to see the kids get excited about where a product would have been super useful. Yeah. I used to love keychains in my classroom as a project too, because they could print in like less than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because when you're trying to print an entire class, you probably have limited printers.
Yep.
And the more efficient you can make it, the better.
Yeah. I've had one student that has taken her favorite songs from Spotify, and you can download that little the little wave file, and so she knows what song is on that keychain. And you know, it's kind of almost like a secret code, I guess. So any of those things that just connect to what kids are passionate about and excited about, that's the best part of what 3D printing and Tinkercad and the design abilities of it can be. Now, you've just released in connection with cadclass.org, who we also interviewed on a previous podcast, and I'll link that episode in the show notes as well, but a Mastering Tinkercad in 20 Days course, right?
Yeah, so I took my 4,600 YouTube videos.
Wait, and how many? 4,600 YouTube
videos? Yes, there are more than 4,600 up there. And I whittled it down to the 20 or so that are going to help you become proficient in Tinkercad as fast as you can be. It says 20 days, but if you were binge watching, you could probably whip it out a little quicker than that. And it so far it's off to a good start, and I'm looking forward to having more users jump in the course.
And I know there's a link from your website, hlmodtech.com. You can go there. There's also a savings code. There's free previews of the courses. So that's maybe that next level. Or if you as an educator want to just kind of learn all the basics ahead of time before working on with your students on it, so that you feel a little more comfortable and confident before you get started. And because frankly, I know there's times when a kid will ask me, hey, why isn't this working? And I'm a little stumped. You know, I'm trying to figure things out on the fly, too.
Yeah, no, I remember that in the classroom, even things I had already created, Tinkercad circuits or Tinkercad code blocks or even a normal project, somebody would have it pop up different than my video showed. And what I used to always have them do was I'd say, well, let's back up 30 seconds and rewatch the instructions. And while that was watching, sometimes they would say, oh, I don't need you anymore. And then other times I'd be watching the video and say, oh, this is what I should have had them do. Yeah. But it's a neat way to keep it moving and have them learn how to teach themselves. Yeah. Because once they can get comfortable fixing their own problems, it's a game changer.
Yeah. And then they're, like you mentioned earlier, Mike, helping that kid next to them, helping that kid, or maybe even helping a younger brother or sister too. And again, how powerful that is. And you've thought a lot about all these ideas. You've used these in your own classroom to help kids get excited about STEM and STEM learning. And what do you hope is the future of STEM education as we keep going forward?
Well, I hope that STEM just becomes part of every classroom. I used to always say my mantra was, what will you learn today? And in a STEM class, not only do you learn it, but you got to apply it. And I found kids were so excited, and I had so much fun watching them have those little aha moments. I would love to see just every classroom have a chance to have that built in.
Yeah. And you know what? One thing that I keep thinking always back to when you were mentioning about, you know, those projects and something not working, or they're not sure what's happening or whatever, that control Z, that undo. And for a kid to be able to know that I can't screw it up any more than I can just control Z and keep undoing. And honestly, that's a little bit about a lesson of life too. You know, you might screw up sometimes, but just being able to undo it and keep going from there. So
exactly.
So one question I love to ask everybody, Mike, if you could have dinner with somebody from STEM, past or present, just someone that you'd just love to sit down and chat with, I'd love to hear who your answer is.
Oh my gosh. So many STEM or people that invented out there. Thomas Edison, even Ben Franklin. It would be just fun to pick their brains and listen to their accents.
That sounds like a good dinner party too, you know?
Heck yeah.
Thomas, I know Edison hung out a lot with Firestone, who made tires, and I'm blanking on the third person, but they would even go on like camping trips and stuff.
Probably one of the Fords, I bet.
Yeah, that's where it was. It was Henry Ford. Yep. Yeah, and they would just go on these random camping trips. Could you imagine sitting around a fire with all those people and just the ideas? And that'd be crazy. So
it would be awesome. I love Greenfield Village. I love to get a chance to go over there and visit. And I think they've also had the Makerspace events over there.
Yeah, Mike is also a fellow Michigander like myself. So he knows if you ever get the chance to head to that Detroit area, check out Henry Ford Museum and Greenfield Village. There are some just incredible historical, especially the history of inventions and things like that. It is really neat, educators, if you ever get the chance to visit there. So
exactly.
Yeah. And I know there's also a lot of things on their website too. I should mention that. Check that out. Henry Ford Museum. You'll find some cool stuff there too. Any other last thoughts, Mike? I love chatting. I'm sure we could probably chat all day, but we got more stuff. You got more videos. You got to get up to 4,700 videos. So
exactly.
And anything else you wanted to share with the educators out there?
I just want to say thanks again for bringing me into this. It's a ton of fun to meet your audience. Friends out there, if you ever have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out. Seriously, the coolest things I get are usually inspired by users.
Yeah. And don't worry, educators, he's retired. So you can just send him that message. He'll reply to it, you know, either through his website or one of his social medias. I ask him a question on Twitter at HL Tinkercad, and he'll answer those questions. And again, check out those YouTube videos, check out his website, and subscribe. And even if you want to do it, check out that cadclass.org, those Mastering Tinkercad in 20 Days courses. So really appreciate it, Mike, and all of what you're doing to help us as educators, especially working with Tinkercad. And you can do more than that. I know that too. So,
well, hey, thanks tons for having me.
And what else, Mike?
And of course, friends, have a glorious day and keep tinkering.
Yeah. And again, educators, if you want to connect with me, head to dailystem.com. Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast app. That way you can always find out about these great interviews with great people like Mike Harmon. And if you need any help from me, also head to dailystem.com. Send me a message. I'm always happy to help as well. And until next time, just keep on doing whatever you can do to help those kids get excited about their learning each and every day.